you know just what I need. And you planted seeds, 'cause you're a good God with a real good mind, and you hold my world in a watering can, so I can have peace. 'Cause flowers grow in the valley.
WJTL, Samantha Ebert, Seth Schleter, Flowers, good morning to you at 7:04.
Hey, we're celebrating Winning Wednesday by giving you opportunities to win a $20 gift card from Oregon Dairy, celebrating 50 years of service, serving our community. Listen Wednesday for chances to call in and win.
Our very special guest today, Jeremy Campbell, is here. He's the North America President of Global Disciples. Good morning to you, Jeremy.
Good morning.
So great to have you back in the studio.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Anybody you want to say hi to?
Yeah, I'd love to greet our staff who are listening, and then my family back at home. Good morning, everyone.
Tell us all about Global Disciples.
Global Disciples is a Christian ministry. We're focused on church planting and discipleship, really in places where there is no, we call it the least reach, but there is no church presence and there is no local Christian. So we're a ministry that trains and equips people who live within reach or nearby to go and reach their own people.
And how do you find those people?
We partner with churches, local churches. So local churches will group together and they'll send people to be trained by us. We equip them as trainers to go out and then train their congregations to go and reach people nearby who don't know Jesus.
Amazing. What are some of the areas where you're at where the gospel isn't?
Yeah, so we're working in 74 countries around the world. So primarily in Africa and then in Asia. And we have a smaller presence in Latin America. As you think about like the Amazon River and some of that, there's some unreached people groups there. Africa tends to be a little bit more northern Africa, okay. Although even in southern Africa, there's some heavily Muslim populations. And then, of course, Asia, you have a lot of Hindus and Buddhists, and so there's a lot of opportunities there as well.
How long has Global Disciples been around?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're going into our 30th year of ministry.
That's amazing.
Now. Yeah.
Congrats on that. Do you have any great stories about how God has worked through Global Disciples?
I do. We always have good stories. Recently, we've gotten some stories from Asia. So again, we're all around the world, but these two stories happen to come from Asia. But our team reported from Indonesia. They were doing outreach there among one of the largest unreached people groups in Indonesia, and they met a man we're calling Tatang. Okay. So that's fun to say.
Yes.
Tatang was an older gentleman living all by himself, unfortunately, but he was very sick. And his family had kind of deserted him. And so our team of disciples just prayed for him. And then they told him about Jesus. And after that, he experienced God's healing touch. He was immediately healed. Wow. And he wanted to know more. And so he ended up accepting Jesus as his savior. But that new faith meant, because Indonesia is predominantly Muslim, so his new faith meant his family cut off all ties completely with him.
Yeah.
But he wasn't discouraged. He stayed faithful to Christ. He started attending a local church and attended some discipleship training as well. 7 weeks after he received Jesus, he was baptized.
Amazing.
The next week, he took his first communion. It actually turned out to be his last communion as well, because the week after that, he died and went to be with the Lord.
Wow.
And so while his time as a follower of Christ here was really short, it was actually still fruitful. In those weeks, two of his Muslim neighbors also put their faith in the Lord because they saw the difference the Lord had made in his life, and they came to know Jesus as well.
Love it. That's a great story.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. If folks want to find out more about what's happening with Global Disciples, they can visit you online.
Yeah. Online's a great place to start, globaldisciples.org.
Also, you have an event coming up in June that we're going to talk about later, but just give us the overview of that.
Yeah. So we partner with a group of other organizations similar focus called the Alliance for the Unreached. And we have a special day coming up, Day for the Unreached.
Awesome. We'll talk more about that on the way. More music on the way, too. Terry and Aaron Schust and intern Josiah is here with your forecast just around the corner.